The fire grew hotter and hotter. Brother Rabbit began to squirm. "Oh, oh," he cried, "my fur and whiskers! I am roasting. I am going to burn up." But as the fire grew hotter, it began to melt the Tar Baby, and Brother Rabbit pulled one of his hands loose. "Oh," he thought, "the Tar Baby is melting. Soon I'll be free." Just then, Brother Fox came and put more wood on the fire. "How is that, Brother Rabbit? Is the fire big enough to roast a rabbit?" Brother Rabbit stopped squirming and sat very still. He did not want Brother Fox to see that one hand was loose. Then he said in a big, brave voice, "Do you call this a fire? Oh, Brother Fox, you will have to build a bigger fire than this to scare me." Brother Fox was a little surprised. "Well then," he said, "you shall have a bigger fire, Brother Rabbit. You are only scared now, but in a few minutes you will be roasted." And away he went to get more wood to build a bigger fire. As soon as he was gone, Brother Rabbit began to squirm. The tar was melting more and more. Soon, Brother Rabbit pulled both hands away from the Tar Baby. Before Brother Fox came back, Brother Rabbit pulled himself free and went hopping away into the woods. Brother Fox did not have roast rabbit for his dinner. When he came back to his fire, he found nothing but a melting Tar Baby.